Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts.
We are live, and welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast. This is episode number 125, and I'm your host, Funk Roberts, former professional athlete turned fitness expert, nutrition coach, hormone specialist, specifically for men over 40. And this is the podcast. This is a show dedicated to helping men naturally increase testosterone, burn belly fat, and lose weight, optimize health, and doing all of this through mindset, nutrition, workouts, recovery, sleep, and everything in between, everything to help you optimize your health in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. And welcome to today's episode, where I'm going to talk about the 10 tips and strategies that you can do, mostly on the nutrition side, to help improve and sustain energy levels. Because I get this question asked all the time. You know, Funk, how do I increase or boost my energy levels through the day? I find myself, you know, in the middle of the day having to drink an energy drink, or I find myself in the middle of the day having to go to the, the machine to get a candy bar to give me that little sugar boost, or different types of, you know, strategies that people use to try to improve their energy. And a lot of those type of things that you're doing are actually sabotaging your energy levels. They're sabotaging you. They're only giving you a little quick fix, but in the end, not only is your health being affected, but your energy levels are actually being affected as well. And listen, I get it. Like at this age, in our 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, we're busy. We're very, very busy. Not saying in your 30s or in your 20s you're not, but it's a different dynamic when we reach this age. Along with all the physiological changes that are happening that will cause our energy levels to kind of feel like they're being sapped. Think about, you know, your work day, and depending on what type of work you do, whether you're on the road all the time or in the corporate world, maybe you're in management or you're a C-level person, or maybe you're running a business. That alone can sap your energy day in and day out. But then now you have your family life, right? Depending on how old you are, you may have kids that you have to, you know, ship around to different activities. You have to pick them up. You have to drop them off. You have to wait. And then there's also your home life, right, with your significant other, or the things you have to do around the house to maintain where you live. And then on top of that, there's your own health and fitness, which usually gets pushed to the end, but should be the first thing you focus on. And we'll talk a little bit about that today. But, you know, you got to get the workouts in. You got to get your recovery in. All of these things, you know, combined together make for a very busy life, right? And if you're not retired, you're still in that, you know, in that busyness, striving to find energy, right? Striving to maintain, sustain, and boost energy levels from the time you wake up all the way to when you're getting ready to sleep. And so today we're going to talk about energy boosting, mostly nutrition tips, but these are vital. These are vital. And these are tips that when you start to implement these, you are going to immediately feel the difference in your energy levels. Specifically because probably what you're using right now, ways to cope or ways to boost your energy, just definitely are not working. So let's dive in. But before we dive in, because I'm really excited to share these energy boosting tips, we want to, again, think about nutrition, right? Because nutrition is going to provide us with a pivotal role in boosting our metabolism throughout the day, which is going to give us a little energy, helping us increase and sustain our energy throughout the day, while obviously optimizing our hormones, our testosterone, our thyroid, our fat loss, our health issues that we may be dealing with. So the nutrition is going to not only play that important part of the energy level, but also in the health. But right now, for today, we're going to talk about the energy portion of it. How does nutrition help us to increase energy levels and stay and sustain it throughout the day? And so the first thing I want to talk about before we dive into the top 10 is the foundation of balanced plate meals. I always like to refresh those of you who have followed me or have my nutrition book, my Nutrition for Men Over 40 book, or are part of the Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood using the MetaTest Boost Nutrition System. MetaTest meaning metabolism and testosterone boosting, because this is a nutrition system specifically designed for men our age, right? For the physiological changes that are happening that other diets, other fad diets and nutrition, you know, lifestyle, whatever they are, don't work for us, right? They're not there to support what we need, our hormones, our metabolism, etc. So the foundation of the MetaTest Boost Nutrition System is based on the balanced plate meals. Three meals a day, right? That's it. You don't need any snacks in between, because when you follow this lifestyle, when you follow the foundation of balanced plate meals, A, it makes things a lot easier. You're not counting calories. You're not weighing foods. You're just ensuring that you have the specific components that a balanced plate has, right? Or a balanced bowl or a balanced smoothie. But they need to have all four of these things. Number one, protein. Why? Because protein is, he said, it's the building blocks of our bones, our muscles, the metabolic processes that go on to our bodies, fat loss, and it's responsible for muscle repair, muscle growth, maintaining and regulating our blood sugar levels. So, you know, incorporating, you know, lean meats, grass-fed beef, you know, fish, protein powders, high-quality protein powders, some select dairy, legumes, all of those things into your meals is important, okay? The protein is so important. Our body doesn't naturally produce protein, so we need it from an outside source. Then we have our healthy fats. Well, healthy fats are vital for hormonal health, specifically testosterone production, because healthy fats have good cholesterol. And the good cholesterol is what is needed. It's a precursor to testosterone production. So, you know, everything happens from, you know, the hypothalamus all the way down to the testes. And then we're the testes, when everything is ready, the test in the testes, it's waiting for that one thing, the spark. What's going to ignite production, testosterone production? Well, we need cholesterol. If there's no cholesterol around, then there's no testosterone production. So healthy fats are vital, right? Things like avocado and, you know, specific nuts and grass-fed butter and seeds and, you know, olive oil, all will provide and help us provide sustained energy and support overall health. So it's not just testosterone, but it's that sustained energy, right? And a lot of times, healthy fats are one of the things that, generally speaking, men and guys our age are not eating on a regular basis, because we just don't know. That's the other thing, too. The information out there is just not there. Right. Yes, if you follow a keto diet, you're going to follow a keto diet, but a keto diet doesn't have the other vital part of the solution for us men, which is complex starchy carbs, because these carbs are going to be key for that long lasting energy, right? These carbs are going to be key for supporting our thyroid, which is responsible for our metabolism. So ensuring that we have, you know, things like jasmine rice and basmati rice, white rice, steel cut oats, potato, sweet potato, you know, those things, quinoa, those things that are part of our balanced plate meals throughout the day, three times a day, that's key. And again, so if I'm going to think about the two macronutrients, right, that are that most men don't eat all the time, it's going to be carbs, because people around them, or you know, read on the internet or Instagram that carbs are not good, they're the villain. Yes, simple carbs, 100%. Complex carbs, we need it. And that's the big energy booster that most people don't have. So now you don't have the complex carbs, no wonder your energy levels are sapped, right? And then, of course, healthy fats. That's another thing. Oh, fats, you know, yes, definitely. Trans fats bad. And, you know, there's specific foods in the other three other fat categories that you want to have and want to stay away from. And that's why the MetaTest Boost System works specifically great for us. And then finally, it's fruits and vegetables, right? So you're looking at your plate, you got protein, you got healthy fats, you got your starchy complex carbs. Now you need fruits or vegetables depending on the meal. Because if it's a breakfast, you probably have more fruits. And if it's lunch and dinner, you may have more vegetables, greens, that sort of thing. But they're going to have the micronutrients. And this is really, 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 really important, because most nutrition people, dietitians, nutritionists, they definitely know this, but most of the other like influencers out there or people that you're hearing, they don't talk about micronutrients. They just focus on macros, but it's actually the micronutrients, which are the vitamins, the minerals, the phytonutrients, the antioxidants, the, those things that are, you know, inside of the foods, like part of the ingredients of the foods that are going to help with balancing hormones, our overall health. And we're going to get that from fruits and vegetables. We're also going to get our fiber from there too, as well as starchy complex carbs are going to give us our fiber too, which is important because most men don't eat a lot of fiber. So these are going to be indispensable for energy production and overall well-being throughout the day. So now that we know, okay, Funk, you just told us about the balanced plates, right? The three meals a day, making sure that every single meal has a source of protein, healthy fat, complex carbs, fruits or vegetables, and you should be able to call them out. In fact, inside of our Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood, over40alpha.com, $1 trial, get in there for 30 days and I'll help you lose 5 to 20 pounds in 30 days. Or my name's not Funk Roberts. But we post our meals. We post our meals and then we break it down so that A, we feel accountable. We make sure, okay, I'm on point. I've got my healthy fats, proteins, vegetables, complex carbs. But the other thing too is when newer guys are coming in, they get to see that too, right? And a lot of times there's a little bit of a struggle. You've heard not to eat complex carbs or fat, so there's a little bit of a struggle. So now that we know this, let's dive into the top 10 tips. I'm going to go fast with these, so hang on. So number one, tip number one, energizing your breakfast, right? Fuel your mornings. Right. So start your day with a breakfast. Again, proteins, complex carbs, you know, healthy fats, fruits. I generally like that. Fruits in the morning. You don't have to specifically have like a scrambled eggs with spinach in it. But think about scrambled eggs with Ezekiel toast, almond butter on that Ezekiel toast or grass fed butter on the Ezekiel toast with fresh berries on the side, blueberries, raspberries, those things that are going to be great for the antioxidants. What a perfect way to start your day. Right. What a perfect way to start. Yeah, you could use a smoothie. You could do what I like to do, which is my my bowl, which is, you know, steel cut oats or cream of wheat. I've got I'll cook that up. Then I'll put a nice big scoop of my grass fed chocolate protein powder, you know, soy free, gluten free, stevia sweetened. And then you add in, cacao nut nibs. You add in berries, tons of berries, you add a banana, and there's a hearty breakfast that starts your day, energizes your morning, and now you're starting your morning with a bunch of energy, right? That's key. So start your morning off with that breakfast. It's so important. Even if you're not a breakfast guy, I don't generally eat breakfast, you got to become a breakfast guy. Start eating breakfast. It's like, I'm not a breakfast guy, but I'm struggling with my energy. I'm not a breakfast guy, but I have, you know, 30 pounds of fat to lose. I'm not a breakfast guy, but my testosterone levels are low. Guess what? You have to become a breakfast guy. That's it. You choose not to be. Now you have to choose to be. Number two, stay hydrated. So number one was have that breakfast. Number two, you have to stay hydrated. This is one of the other things that we don't do. And listen, when I'm telling you these things, I'm not like, you don't do this. You're bad. You're bad. I'm basically saying that these are opportunities, right? Like if your energy levels aren't high throughout the day, you don't feel like you're energized, you feel like your energy is getting sapped throughout the day, maybe after lunch, maybe when you get home, maybe even in the morning, mid-morning, if you're not doing these things, then you should be like, oh my God, okay, so I'm not eating breakfast, so maybe if I do start eating breakfast, this is going to help, right? Oh, I'm not staying hydrated, maybe if I do stay hydrated, this is going to help. These are opportunities. These aren't me, like, you know, with my finger going, bad person, you should know this. I don't actually expect you to know this, to tell you the truth. I really don't. People say that, oh, well, people know how to eat or they know how to stay healthy. Actually, specifically for us guys in our 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, there's not that information out there that would tell you that this is what you need. So I don't expect you to know these things, which is great, like, because that means that all of the things that you're doing that are sapping energy is generally not your fault. Now, though, after this episode, if you don't start implementing these, then I can come with the finger waving. So staying hydrated, what does that mean, right? Well, water is our body's life force, right? And when you keep yourself well hydrated throughout the day, you're going to maintain your peak energy levels. A lot of times the reasons why we don't have that energy is because we're dehydrated, right? We don't have enough water. We go to the washroom, we take a pee, our pee's yellow. We don't really think of anything about it, and we're struggling throughout the day. We need 1 gallon of water a day, period. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And when I say 1 gallon of water today, I mean 1 gallon of water a day, not 1 gallon of not 1 gallon of a mix of coffee, tea, it's 1 gallon of water, and then you can add coffee and tea and all of that other stuff. That doesn't equate into the mix of your 1 gallon. It's water, and not freaking all of these, you know, marketing boosted, specialized water, just regular, you know, mineral water from a water machine, right? Not from the tap. But yes, you need a gallon a day. So you just have to start, you know, keeping track of how much water you drink. Maybe buy a big 1 gallon water bottle that you can bring to work. That type of stuff is going to help, right? Get a water cooler, you know, buy those big water coolers with the big, you know, water things that you put on the top or inside. That's what we have to ensure that you're getting really high quality water, regular water, not from the tap. And that's huge. That's a big missing link. Yeah, you're going to become the pee guy. You're going to be peeing all over the place all the time. That just happens, right? Because you are drinking water and that's what your body needs. So at least 1 gallon a day. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Number three, you need a balanced lunch, right? The midday recharge. And listen, whether you call it breakfast, lunch, dinner, or meal one, meal two, meal three, your meal two needs to be on point, which means that a balanced lunch is going to be a game changer for you. A game changer. Again, what does a balanced lunch look like? It looks like a source of protein, a source of starchy carb, healthy fat, and a salad. And the reason why I'm going to say a salad is because the way you eat your lunch, you're actually not going to get the insulin spike, which will cause that energy dump, okay? And so if you eat that salad in the middle of the day, right, then the way you eat it, I'm going to explain to you in a second, will negate that spike. Because generally speaking, after lunch, specifically if you were in the corporate world or whatever, you do feel like your energy levels start to decrease, right? Specifically at, you know, 2 o'clock. I remember when back in the day when I was in the corporate world, every single day, 2:30, I'm struggling. Like, it's struggle city. I'm doing everything I can. You go get, you know, like an energy drink, which, you know, again, this is when I was in the corporate world when I didn't know about this, or a coffee, which I didn't really like to drink, something to try to boost my energy. And then you boost it for a little bit, then you're crashing even more after that. And then it messes with your sleep. So ensuring that you have, again, balanced plate meal, protein, starchy carb, healthy fat, vegetables, something like a sweet potato, maybe organic chicken that you cooked yesterday, because it's good to have, you know, meals that you had at dinner you can use for lunch, avocado, and then a salad, a nice green packed salad, and the way with olive oil on it. The way you're going to eat this is you're going to start with the salad. This is very, very important. This has been a game changer for a lot of men in my program, a lot of friends that I've told this about who struggle with diabetes or struggle with that crash. You start off with the salad first, right? So, and I didn't make this up. This is something that's out there, but you start with the salad first, get all of that into you, and then you move to the protein. So from salad to protein to healthy fat, and then you end with the starchy complex carbs. First and foremost, you're not going to get that energy dump. You're not going to get that insulin because you are packing your body with the vegetables, the micronutrients, your protein. Protein, remember, it stabilizes your insulin levels before you hit the carbs, right? Which is usually the culprit for that sort of thing. So once you eat your carbs less, a lot of times you're going to feel like you get full before you even get to the carbs. You're just kind of getting a few of those calories in you. But the point I'm trying to make is, you know, specifically in the middle of the day, the last thing you want is to set yourself up for the energy dump that happens after. This won't. You will continue to have that energy. In fact, I just spoke to a friend the other day who has been doing this, and he's like, dude, my energy levels are just like he plays hockey later on at night, you know, after a full day at work, comes home, blah, 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 goes to play hockey till like 9, 10 p.m., and he says his energy levels are great. And that was one thing that he changed. the way he ate, and also the fact that he had the balanced plain meal. So make sure you have your, if you think about this, vegetables or salad first, whether it's a salad or vegetables, have that first, followed by the protein, followed by the healthy fat, then get to your carbs last. It will make a massive difference in your overall energy levels throughout the day. Number four, you want to boost your testosterone levels naturally, right? Because when your testosterone levels are high, you're naturally going to have that energy level. So this nutrition system alone is built on helping you boost testosterone, but there's other things that you need to do. And one way you can do that is making sure you get some zinc and making sure you get vitamin D. Vitamin D you're going to get through some seafood, but mostly sunshine and getting out there and getting into the sun. Or you may need a supplement, and same with zinc. Zinc you're going to get through some foods, seafood, some of the fortified dairy products, but mostly, you know, if you don't get enough zinc, then you probably want to supplement with that. So supplementing with both of those would be great. Vitamin D, we all know the immune boosting benefits and other overall health benefits that vitamin D has, and specifically we are deficient of vitamin D. So adding those two specific, vitamins and minerals is going to be key. So for boosting testosterone naturally, along with following the nutrition system. All right, number five. Well, I talked about this earlier, but we got to include the complex starchy carbs, right? Because that's going to give us energy and that's going to give us thyroid support. Because complex carbs are essential for sustained energy and supporting our thyroid function. So things like quinoa and white and sweet potatoes and jasmine, basmati, white rice, you know, steel cutouts, all those things in your meals are going to be very, very helpful for that sustained energy. People who don't eat a lot of carbs struggle with energy. They struggle with brain function. They struggle to function throughout the day. The metabolism slows down, the belly fat and body fat and the weight starts to creep up, right? And then overtake you. And then the chronic health issues start to happen, right? So complex starchy carbs are super important. And just think about energy, because this is going to be your biggest energy support out of everything that I'm speaking about today. So number five, include complex starchy carbs. There's a big list of it in my MetaTest Boost Nutrition System. Big list in my Nutrition for Men Over 40. You can get that at over40meals.com. That is key. Or you can get that on Amazon as well. Number six, whole foods, right? Should be the core of your diet, right? And you have to embrace diet-rich whole foods, which means foods that generally have one ingredient, right? Greens, nuts, seeds, whole grains, like one ingredient foods are what you're looking for. In other words, get rid of the packaged foods, get rid of the frozen foods, all of those things that have added ingredients to help them stay on the shelf, processed, all of those things. We don't want that, right? We want whole, real foods. And that is also going to help to maintain your energy, because a lot of times, a lot of the stuff that they're putting in these processed foods, these packaged foods, you know, the foods in the food court. Oh yeah, I go to the food court. Oh, there's this place called Nature's Best Meals. And I go there and they've got all of this stuff, rice and blah, 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 blah. But it's called Nature's Best Meals. So I'm assuming that everything in that place is going to be healthy. But what you don't know is, what are they cooking it with, right? Where are they getting their foods from? Like, just because it's called Nature's Best doesn't generally mean it is Nature's Best. It doesn't mean that it's all whole foods. It doesn't mean that there's some processing going on or whatever. However they're getting their foods from. Maybe they're getting a packaged, you know, packaged food, and then throwing it into a little canister and then cooking it up. We don't know. So the goal here is to, you're going to cook your own meals. You're going to shop for your own meals. And you're going to make sure that you focus as much as possible on whole foods, real foods, okay? Because that's going to help with your energy. Number seven, avoid the sugar trap, right? You're not going to have the crash if you can avoid the sugar trap, which means you want to reduce high sugar foods, right? Because that's what's going to kill your energy right there, you know? Sweeteners and all of those things that you kind of throw into some of your coffee or whatever, Man, I'm telling you, it's just those little things. It doesn't have to be something grandioso. It doesn't have to be some crazy cake. It can just be little small sugar traps, right? Oh, I'm having a diet Coke or whatever it is, diet free, whatever, sugar trap. Oh, I'm having ketchup, sugar trap. Oh, I'm having this, you know, pouring this sauce on my lunch, sugar trap, right? Like, we want to avoid all of those things. And there's a lot of sugar in foods that we don't even know, that you don't even realize. So you want to negate that as much as possible. You want to avoid sugar traps specifically. And a lot of the things that you're going to do in six, you know, I'm pointing out for some reason, thinking that you guys can see a list. In, you know, from one to six are going to help you to avoid the sugar trap, because you're not going to need those little trips to the convenience store to get a candy bar or something to give you that quick little energy, right? A Mars bar, right? Or something. Silly as that. So avoid the sugar trap on all your meals. It doesn't just have to be the lunch, but, you know, the more sugar you have, the more energy you're not going to have. All right, so let's dive into the number eight is consistent exercise, right? So we have to, physical activities, not physical activities, walking around at work, not going for walks. I'm talking you're at home, right, with a couple of dumbbells, or you're in the gym, or wherever you are, garage, wherever you are performing 3 to 4 total body workouts per week, no longer than 15 to 30 minutes, right? No longer. Then you're going to use metabolic resistance training, because that's going to be your number one remedy, specifically for us guys in our 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. For sure, you're going to lose belly fat. For sure, you're going to lose weight. For sure, you're going to build lean muscle. But aside from all of those great physical body things, transformation that you're going to go through, the consistent exercise is going to consistently give you energy. A lot of people think, oh, well, if I exercise, then I'm not going to have energy. But that's totally the opposite. The more you train, the more you exercise, the more you feel like you have so much more energy, specifically because you're fueling your body with the right foods to help keep the metabolism going, to help burn calories, not just during the workout, but after the workouts and everything that comes in between. So you need to consistently be exercising, consistently be building muscle. We're already facing sarcopenia, which is a natural loss of muscle due to aging, which means we have to be incorporating physical exercise, weight training, metabolic resistance training into our overall training. And it doesn't mean going to the gym. You can do it at home. My over40alpha.com. If you go there for $1, all of the workouts can be done in the comfort of your own home. I literally created it during the time when we had lockdown, so I ensure that everyone could do the workouts at home. No gym needed, no gym membership needed, just a couple of dumbbells and your willingness to get it done. Number nine, quality sleep. So I know this isn't nutrition, but this has to do with nutrition, because if you're not getting 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep every single night, not only are you going to set yourself up for, having no energy the next day, but that's also going to mess with your leptin and ghrelin levels, right? You're going to be eating more calories because your leptin and ghrelin levels, which these hormones are specific for, you feeling satiated and feeling hungry. And when those things are out of whack, you're going to feel hungry when you're not even hungry. And a lot of that has to do with your sleep cycle. So ensuring that you get good sleep every night, setting yourself up to sleep at the same time every single night. That's how you do it. Keep things simple. You eat the same time, you work out at the same time, you sleep at the same time and wake up at the same time. Keep things simple. Get your body to that routine so that you can keep it simple. And you're going to fully recharge your body, you're going to fully recharge your mind, and you're going to fully recharge yourself to have that sustainable energy for the next day. And number 10 is managing stress, right? Stay balanced and energized. We could do all of these things I talked about, but A, if you don't have quality sleep, then that is actually going to sabotage a lot of things we talked about. Not saying not to start doing these things, because again, if there's any holes here that you can fill, any opportunities that you can do, don't try them all at the same time. Just try them one at a time. implement, optimize, and then move on, because that's going to create a habit, right? If it's a breakfast that you don't eat all the time, then just start with a breakfast, because you're going to feel more energy implementing any of these things if you don't generally do it right now. You're going to feel the energy boost, so you're going to want more. And so you start with one, you do one, you optimize, you master, and then you move on to the next one. Some may take you a little bit longer. Some may take you one day. Doesn't matter. Do it one at a time, not everything at once. So the quality sleep is key, but then managing stress, right? Stress management is the key to maintaining steady energy, making the right decisions, not letting your emotions overtake your decisions. Practice meditation. Practice breathing, right? Meditating in the morning, breathing in the morning can start that energy boost. Gratitude journals, get yourself focusing on the positive in your life. Energy boost, go do yoga. In our program, we, on our recovery days, because we only work out 3 to 4 times a week, we have yoga, we have mobility. Those can be incredibly beneficial for helping you center yourself, ground yourself, focus. And so stress management, because the more stress, chronic stress you have, the higher your cortisol levels are. The higher cortisol levels are, again, not only are you going to be holding on to weight and belly fat, but then your leptin levels and ghrelin levels are going to be all messed up. Cortisol, and your kills your testosterone levels. So all the things that you want to optimize are getting sabotaged, are getting killed through not managing stress. Yes, we need cortisol throughout the day. When we wake up, right now my cortisol levels are probably high because I'm really, truly focusing on delivering this powerful message. But also when we're working out, like throughout the day, your cortisol levels will be up and down, which is great. We need that stress. Our body needs that stress. We need to know how to handle that stress, but it shouldn't stay up. It should be up and then down, and then up and then down, and then up and then down. And then by the end of the day, it's down, right? Cortisol levels are down. Right, because that affects your sleep. If your cortisol levels are high at night, then your melatonin, which is your natural sleep hormone, can't. Well, you won't get any melatonin. Sorry, I messed up for words there. So, in closing, if you want to integrate these strategies into your life, they will significantly boost your testosterone, your energy levels. No doubt, no doubt. And like I said, don't try them all at once. Find out the ones that you're not doing right now. Okay, maybe it's all 10, and maybe you just have to go one at a time. Okay, let's start with breakfast. Start from 1 to 10. Number 1, energizing breakfast. Number 2, stay hydrated. Number 3, have a balanced lunch. Number 4, boost your testosterone naturally. Get a zinc or a vitamin D or my Alpha Max Test 3D testosterone booster. It's got everything you need. Number 5, make sure you're including complex starchy carbs in all of your meals. Number 6, focus on whole foods, right? Stay away from packaged, processed, all those other meals that have multiple ingredients in it. All those foods that have multiple ingredients in it. Focus on whole foods. Avoid the sugar trap, right? A lot of things that you're going to do from 1 to 6 will help you do that, but avoid that sugar trap, specifically on the weekends and times where you think, oh, I'll just have a couple of, you know, candy here or a chocolate here. That's going to affect you in the long run. Number 8, consistent exercise, metabolic resistance training. You can get it at over40alpha.com, $1. Quality sleep, right? I teach you about sleep too. So getting that essential 7 to 9 hours sleep is going to be huge. And then managing your stress, right? That one's going to probably be something that will take a little bit more time because you have to practice and learn how to meditate. You got to practice and learn how to breathe. You got to practice and learn how to, you know, use a gratitude journal. But all those things are going to be beneficial in the end. So hopefully this helps. I'm telling you right now, these will help. And the good news is, if you're not doing any, all, or some of these things, perfect. Because now when you start implementing, you're going to see some overall benefits. Anyways, I'm Funk here. Thank you so much for listening. If you need a program, then join my Over 40 Alpha program, workouts, nutrition, brotherhood, support, follow-along workouts. It's everything you need. Metatest Boost Nutrition System, sleep, mindset coaching, hangouts. We've got Facebook support group over 3,000 men who support each other from all over the world. It's $1 for 30 days. I want to prove to you that for $1 and in 30 days, I can start to change your life. I can start to help you lose weight, get rid of that belly fat, improve your energy, start you on the journey of building muscle, start you on a journey of naturally increasing testosterone. And it's built specifically for men over 40, 50, 60, 70. It is a no-brainer specifically for $1. So go to over40alpha.com, start your journey today, and I'll see you on the other side. Thanks for listening.